We're talking about the preacher's own personal character.
도도마치기 대 초시미기 대 민옴 코라기 매자자자기 꼴랭아지.
And we're asking this question.
달랭아치기 첼 지와 디디가이.
Where does holiness come from?
달래 담바디 가틀레 오미나.
Where does it begin?
아니 고투스기 사고디 가틀리나.
It begins with true conversion.
아니 고디 가틀레 투모스르치베치 마시카파 모말루 주.
Many people are confused about how to become a Christian.
달래 마시카파 모마 주위기 님들레 달래 미 마슈치라 가들 고톰디기 되는 곳을 어찌베 어친 가데베 마시카보로 주니나
they have a false experience or a temporary experience
가지모스 어찌베 어친 콩기 념용디 지마 이미기 칼로 지미 이미기 칼로 도로에 념용디 내값치기 되는 참치베니
if you're going to build the house of God you must have living stone
달래 가딤치베 체기 긴축이 주칸디 체기 잡고 잡니 임도치베 어친 달래 쓴비기 도디 마 시 점베 주고
and this is how you have living stone
아니 되기 마치 마시카보 모마르 주미 되기 마치로 달래 쓴비기 도 베디기 차로
베니 we talked about the necessity of repentance
달래 마치기 샘 주고이 되나 카치도디 같이나 니콜레 로지랍치
Now we'll talk about the source of repentance
달래 다토 마치기 아니기 샘 주니기 중화지 같은데 니콜 로지랍니
Where does repentance come from?
달래 마치로 샹권 주니기
Let's look in the book of Acts and chapter 5. We're talking about the source of repentance. Acts chapter 5. Peter and John are brought before the council. Verse 27.
I
brought them before the council, and the priest said, Why we gave you orders not to teach in this name, yet you fill all of Jerusalem. Verse 29. The apostle said, We must obey God rather than man. They had courage, they did not fear man.
Verse 30.
The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you crucified by hanging on a cross. Now notice verse 31. Very important verse. Look at verse 31. Read verse 31. Let me ask you a question. According to verse 31, where does repentance come from? Where does repentance come from?
From man? From God.
It comes from God. Peter says this, God exalted Christ at his right hand and a prince and a savior. Verse
31. And when
he's exalted on high, he gives two things to Israel and to man.
Number one,
he gives repentance to Israel. Number two, he gives forgiveness of sin. According to Peter, repentance comes from God. What does Paul say? Look at 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Verses
24-26.
2 Timothy. Chapter
2.
Verse 24-26. Now he's giving instructions to the preacher. And he said, verse 24, the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome. But he's to be kind to all.
He's
to be able to teach. And he's to be patient when he's wrong. When people oppose us, when they criticize us, when they want to persecute us, when they do not believe, we're not to hit them in the head. What does Paul say? We're to be patient with men. Verse 25. We are to correct them with gentleness. Now look at the rest of the verse. Now it's very important that you see this with your own eyes. I would like you to look at the verse. According to verse 25, where does repentance come from? Where does repentance come from? This is what Paul said. And this is what Peter says. Repentance comes from God. It's the source. Man must repent. But it comes from God. Did you hear that? Man must repent. But it comes from God. Now, this is a great mystery. Salvation does not begin with man. Salvation begins with God. So the repentance is necessary. And it comes from God. Any questions?
We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But it's very important to understand. Number three. The definition of repentance. What does it mean to repent? You ask yourself this question, have I repented? Do you preach repentance to others? Alright. Look at Luke chapter
11.
Jesus is telling the story about Jonah. Because look at verse 32. Chapter
11,
verse
32.
Read that. The men of Nineveh.
니제주투 마조 체기 여기 체루 코라기 게세 나니기 두 게디
verse 32
1132 sorry 나 이소스 한 톱지가 아 팀 체빙 임들로 아니모 침체빙 임들로 내는 내백이 미투 야 쓴보 쓴보벨 논디 아니 미랍투기 콜레 존바 배원 가치모 세와친 내는 내베 내나베 투기 룽덴바 요나기 셈이 초로 년디 딕비라 빠디 셈 주노 데베오다 요나레 토슈치 나루 예룬 체기 콜로 나메 찌디 셈주 마투베 세소노
They repented at the preaching of Jonah.
The lekosim kongi yonagi sunshidi sunshidalo midusugi sem juyi isme.
Now write this verse down.
The le ani dure tiki susu chisharai ma ji.
And the Old Testament.
The le ngachigi shejenim nale tawachin.
And the book of Jonah.
The le ngachigi yonagi kitab nale ngachigi tawachin.
Do you have an Old Testament in the...
Okay.
Jonah chapter
3.
And verse
10.
God saw their deeds. They turned from their wicked way. Then God turned from the calamity that he was going to bring upon them. Now compare those two verses. Luke chapter 11. Verse
32.
And Jonah
3,
verse
10.
And Jesus told them, he said they repented. And what does Jonah 3:10 say they did? They turned. They left their sin and turned to God. That is repentance. Now look in the Gospel of Luke again.
And
chapter 15. Very famous parables. Jesus tells three stories. The lost sheep. The lost money, coin. And the lost son. And he's speaking to the Pharisees.
Look at verse 1.
All the tax collector sinners were coming near to listen. Verse 2, the Pharisee scribe began to grumble and complain. This man receives sinners. Jesus tells three stories. A man loses a sheep. A woman loses a coin.
And
a man loses his son. And Jesus is trying to tell one main point. When a sinner repents, there is joy in heaven. Verse 7. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 who need no repentance.
Verse 7. Okay. Sem jur mangomi cho chesem yemi gupchu go gup tu leya sem jugomi dikchenchi sem judi kinchu kinchu khatu omi di dilu ya shinkamlo gaso nami sami ju I se sunlo.
Look at verse 10.
Ngachi tiki chudan dalu ngachi tage.
And the same, he says it again. He's talking about sinners who repent.
Then
he tells a very famous story. You know the story. Man had two sons. The younger son wanted to leave his father. He said, give me all my money, all my inheritance. Went to a far country. Had a big party. Had many girlfriends. Spent all his money. Hey, he was having a big time.
When
all of a sudden, no money. And he went and began to work for a farmer. And he became hungry and he was willing to eat the pig's food. Verse 17. What did he do? Look at verse 17 to 20. Read those verse 17 to 20.
Yup disuya kara shigo matutube zani yi nanalu to tomatobar shini bedo zelamnu danga apa disa joshimda nagi kenchoda chilu diba bom chibei dangagi chilu na chigi bube dinigi yeba mi chigi yup chibe shana ze juni ize ize ko noksam tanu teleko Koya lombe, koragi abagi chim gimdi, sonu, debeuda, ko atechi pa, tari sa chikale, womda, kogi abagi kolo tondi, nami same ga gadi, jambada ninjikenu, Dele apa juksombe kolupam tapdi ulenu.
Now this is a picture of repentance.
Ani di ani kalu padi gach tomozarjbe ochin sem juigi padi gachi digalu tonsobe.
When a man repents, it affects his whole life.
Dele migi sem di judam gachibe ochin kogi mite digalura dele mite digalura juro omi iseme.
His mind.
Tele ani kore sem.
His heart.
Tele kore gi duhi.
His conscience.
Tele kore gi notam.
His will.
Tele kore Koregi samlo,
his mouth,
tele koregi kam,
and his feet,
koregi kam.
When a man repents, it's the whole man turning from sin to God.
Tele migi digmalesha koge sem judalo te midi ribum bedigira koge digmalesh sem judigi ba kyuncho khatulo ko juhi.
First of all.
Dhamma.
It begins in the mind. He understands he's a sinner. Before he did not care. Before he did not know. Before he didn't know he was a sinner. He understands he's a sinner. In his conscience, he's convicted of his sin.
Convicted.
He feels. In his heart. He's sorry for his sin.
Tele kogi semgi nang nangko na lumos na koi doi nangko na lo wai tanga dik ma benu se te ko se lo pamnu.
He determines to leave sin.
Tele kogi gachi thache mosle chibaje dikko bandi gibe.
With his mouth.
Tele kogi kagi bedi gibe.
He confesses his sin.
Tele kogi kagi bedi gibe kencho lo kogi dikko iko lo gibe.
With his feet.
Tele kogi kam digi bedi gibe. Tele.
He turns from sin. The whole man. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And that's what this son did. He said, I am foolish. I have sinned against my father. And he was sorry for his sin. He confessed his sin. And he turned from his sin. So what is repentance? The whole man. Turns from sin to God. Turns from his idols to God. Turns from his own self-righteousness to God. He confesses his sin. He says, I will leave sin. And then he turns from sin. So I ask you this question. Have you repented? It's a gift from God. Many men come to church. They hear the preaching. They cry. They feel bad for a little while. They say, I will follow Jesus. But 6 months later, they're gone. You never see him again. They never come back. What was the problem? They did not lose their salvation. What's the problem? They never had salvation. There's a temporary repentance. There's a repentance according to the world and a repentance according to God. Repentance according to man.
I'm
sorry for my sins. I will come to church. I'll be baptized. I'll follow Jesus. But they never change. They never follow. What's the problem? They never truly repented.
Now,
listen carefully. There's a true repentance and a false repentance. There's a repentance according to God and a repentance according to man. There's a temporary repentance and a permanent repentance. Look in 2 Corinthians. We're talking about the difference between true repentance and false repentance.
7.
Paul's, look at verse
9.
2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 9.
The Corinthian ibagi liu din the tsichi guginalo.
He said, I rejoice not that you were sorrowful to repentance.
Ani kalu gadebi du selab jo chibe ochin ta ma nami sami sem gadi di gachi beiga sewachin nagi igu ditai chegi semka puchi ize tsale me
Two kinds of sorrow. There's a sorrow according to God and a sorrow according to the world. The sorrow according to God produces what? It produces salvation. The sorrow of the world produces death. False repentance. True repentance. One comes from God. One is produced by man. One is permanent. One is temporary. True repentance. The mind. The heart. The mouth. the life.
Tele ngachele imite.
Turns from sin.
Tele digba le pandegi be.
Turns from the world.
Tele jikte le pandegi be.
Turns from idols.
Tele kudisu le pandegi be.
Turns from their own good works.
Tele khoragi las damu disu le pandegi be.
And turns to God.
Tele ya lofti ki kincho katulu joi.
That is repentance.
Ani di sem jui.
And when you preach, you need to explain what that means.
Tele chigi sem juni ki loju de rolo shebdalo ani gachina di chigi sheba chago.
And what is the result of true repentance?
Devodalo ta ngachigi dembe ki sem julo chi bewachin digi devo di gachina.
A changed life.
Mite julwa.
Any questions?
Diwayuga.
We're talking about true conversion.
Ngachi dato nalo tele demba ki
true conversion has two parts. Repentance toward God. Repentance is necessary. Repentance comes from God. Repentance is the whole man turning to God. And the result of repentance is a changed life.
Tale ngachi ki sem juni ki devo di kachi mosale chibe chen mi se dinalo jurwa oni di.
You can raise all this, brother. Right here, down here. Any questions?
Diwa yega.
Now, when you preach to people,
ta chigi mi shemi dusalo choshe dalo.
You tell them to accept Jesus.
Tale kon lo te kincho chigi kelen bete de la dalo.
You tell them to trust the Lord. That's not full biblical preaching. You must call men to repent. If a man worships idols, he must leave his idols. If a man has 20 girlfriends, he must leave his girlfriend. If a man is cheating and stealing money, he must turn from stealing. If a man is proud and lives for himself, he must turn from his pride. This is repentance. If a man says this, oh, I want to believe in Jesus, but I want to hold on to my idols, can he do that? The man says, I believe in Jesus, but I don't want to give up my girlfriend. I believe in Jesus, but I still want to steal money. Can a man do that? No. Why? Because when a man is truly converted, God gives him a gift. And that is the gift of true repentance. And his heart is changed. And he begins to live a new life. And he turns from sin. His whole life is a life of repentance. He begins to repent when he's converted and he continues to repent. Any questions? We're talking about true conversion.
And
we're saying this. Where does holiness come
from? It
comes from a changed heart.
It
comes from true conversion.
And
true conversion has two
parts.
Turn back to Acts again.
Acts
chapter 20. And verse
21.
Paul is preaching. He said, I preach to Jews and to Gentiles. And he said, I preach two things. Repentance toward God.
And
what's the next thing he preaches? Faith in the Lord Jesus
Christ.
All right, let me ask you a question. If I gave you a test,
and I
said, give me a simple definition of faith, what is faith? What is faith? What is faith? We want to ask these questions. The definition of faith. The source of faith.
And
the object of faith. What you. Definition, its source, and its object. Where does it come from? What is it? What does it believe in?
Now
this is very important. Now many preachers say this.
It's
so simple. I already know
that.
But many preachers are not clear.
They
say accept Jesus.
Ask
him into your heart. Ask him to come into your heart.
Sorry, I didn't get.
Ask him. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Trust the Lord. That's too general. That's not specific
enough.
So if you tell someone to believe,
and
he says this, what does that
mean?
What do you tell him? What is faith? You are a preacher. You have a great responsibility. You must give people proper directions on how to get to heaven. Many preachers are too general. What is faith? Listen carefully. Faith is at least has three or four parts.
Number one.
Understand the truth in the mind.
তাহলে আচারে কি সেম কি নঙ্কো নালো দেম্বা দি হাগোগো
Where does faith begin?
তাহলে দেম্বা দি গাতলে থেমিনা
It begins in the mind. Now that's not all faith is. But that's where it begins. A man must understand a few basic truths. Who is God? What is God's nature? What is God like? What is man? What is man's problem? A man must understand who God is and who he is. Then he must understand who Jesus is and what Jesus did. Then he must understand what he must do. Look in the Gospel of John. Why did John write the gospel? Look at the verse. Why did he write it? So that men may believe that Jesus is the Christ. How did he prove that Jesus was the Christ? He wrote down what Jesus said and what Jesus did. He said, I'm writing to you and telling you what Jesus said. And I'm writing you to tell you what Jesus did. So you understand the facts of what Jesus said and what Jesus did. So a man must understand the truth if he's going to believe. Now let me ask you a question. Can a man be saved without hearing the gospel? He must hear the truth. Or he must read the truth. Or someone must tell him the truth. So where does faith begin? You must hear and understand some truth in your mind. No truth, no salvation.
내가 아니 덴마디 아무것도 배웠지 탈바미.
No understanding, no true faith.
내가 아무것도 배웠지 내가 저기 대바야 함이고.
So faith is first of all understanding in the mind.
내가 덴마디 가지면 되지 고다마라 나처럼 셈기 나고는 하고니디.
Number two. It is belief in the heart. Look in the book of Romans. Very familiar verse. Romans chapter 10. We're talking about the definition of faith. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and following. Verses
8
to
10.
Read that. All right, what does Paul tell us? You believe in your heart. And number three, you confess with your mouth. Why is this important? Verse 10. With the heart, the man believes. And what is the result? Righteousness. And with his mouth, he confesses. And what is the result? Salvation. What is Paul say? True faith. Understanding in the mind. Belief in the heart. Confession with the mouth. And number four. There's one more. There's the commitment. The commitment of the life. You trust yourself to someone. For example, I say this. I believe this chair will hold me up. I understand it. I believe it. I confess it. But when do I really believe this chair will hold me up?
When you sit.
All my weight on the chair.
거기 넘하고 또 뭐 셀럽러지 배워진 거기 로테베스에 남하고 숨어서 집에 거기 겐고디 거기 겐지디 가라니 칸티디로 깨디베 칸티디기 바타서 잠치 거기 하고 세메 에 아니디 이세
I'm not like this
되는 देखो आने में यार जूम आज शेदो जूम में मेन से में आने ये मच्छी लोटे होंगा मिटे बाते मुश
I'm not holding to anything else
तो लखो गाते लो यार मजूम है
I'm not trusting in anything else
तो लखो ये गाते लो यार मजूमा बेदीगी बे
I give up my self righteousness
तो ले रंगी रामी छोटा दे मिके ठाम इन से मिटे कोश जाती की बे
I don't trust in my good works
तो ले नरे की लास दंगो दिलो यार लो माते बाबे
I don't trust in my parents
तो ले नरे की आइडा पदस ले लो माते बाबे
I don't trust in my ministry my preaching
तो ले नरे की सुनशी मिटे याना नरे की ला दिलो यार ते छमा जमा
What is true faith?
The
whole man puts all of his trust. That is faith. You understand what we're saying? The definition of faith. Where does it come? What is it?
Ani gachina.
Mind.
Ngachiragi sem.
Heart.
Dui.
Mouth.
Ka.
Life.
Tele ngachiragi mite.
Understanding.
Te ngachigi haguni.
Belief.
Semina debakini.
Confession.
Kagilabni kazeni.
Trust. Commitment.
Tele ngachigi lotini.
You're not trusting in your good works. Any question?
Do you got?
Number two. What is the number this definition? Number two. What's the source of faith?
Wait,
let me finish here one more. Object of faith. Object of faith. Look back in Acts again.
Chapter
20. And verse 21. What or who is the object of our faith? Verse 21. What's the object of our faith?
Ngachigi deba gi nyebu di gachi mo lo ngachi galu ke go mo deba. An chi chin da wachin. Daru ngagi Yahuda badang chi milik tu digba le sem judi kencho khatu hongob da ngachi to yishu lu deba ke go ze utsu ke di tunji gaime. Ngachigi nyebu di gachi me ngachigi toni gi chala di. गावेसा लोगों को से दू, तो इशू मिना।
Now my Bible says three things. Does yours?
तले कोई सुना ना इम्रा चिबे आचिन लोज सुम दुलो नचिक ना लो सुम दुगा मिनो का मशी।
Not Jesus.
ते तो इशू में।
Not Jesus Christ.
ते तो इशू में।
Lord Jesus Christ.
ते आने का लोग कहते हैं तो इशू क्रिस्ट से जीने दू।
That's what Paul says. What is the object of our faith? It's not half of Christ. It's not one third of Christ. It's the whole Christ. Some people say this. I want to accept Jesus as Savior, but I don't want to accept Him as Lord. I want to go to heaven. But I don't want to live for Christ. And they try to cut Christ right in half. What does Paul say? Lord, Jesus,
Christ.
That's what Paul said. And you can't divide Christ in half. When God gives a man faith, he gives him faith in the whole Christ. What does Lord mean? Means two things. Eternal deity, he's God. And sovereign authority, power. He is God. He's equal with God. And he has all authority. What does the word Jesus mean? It means Savior, Redeemer. Matthew chapter 1. And verse 21. You shall call his name Jesus. Why? He will save his people from their sins. The word Jesus comes from an Old Testament word that means salvation. What does the word Christ mean? It means the Messiah. He's the one that is anointed with the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, they anointed a poured oil on three kinds of people. Who are those three people? Kings,
Gap,
priest,
and
prophets. The prophet spoke the word of God. The priest offered sacrifice. And the king ruled the people. And Jesus is the Messiah. He fulfills all three of those people. It means he is the true last prophet. He speaks the word of God. He gives the proper interpretation of the law of God. He is the great high priest. And what did the priest do? Did two things. Offered sacrifice. And he prayed for the people. Jesus is the great high priest. He offered sacrifice.
네, 거기 제발 피.
He offered himself.
달래 코라기 코라 제발피.
Then he rose from the dead.
달래 코 시살래 코세모벨로
신이기네. Now is at the right hand of God praying for us.
달래 코더도야 괜찮기 차 애비기 카돌로 응아지기 된로 세웠다비가 유.
And he's a king.
달래 코 갭이.
He's sitting upon David's throne.
달래 코야 갭 다윗기 티칼로 코슈디기.
So when Paul says this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
네, 바울기 또 예수 그리스도 나로 대박게 세대벨라비.
What does he mean?
아닐라고메 랍달로 니든디가치나.
True faith.
나라미디 대박이 대박.
Believes Jesus is the Son of God.
네, 아니기 또 예수디 대근주기 세이세 대박게비.
True faith. Believes Jesus is the only Savior and Redeemer. True faith. Believes Jesus is our prophet, priest, and king. Now listen carefully. There's a true faith. There's a false faith. There's the faith that comes from God. And there's a faith that comes from man. There's a faith that is temporary. And there's a faith that is permanent. True faith. Trust Jesus Christ alone.
달래 아니기디 또 예수로 참치 롯데기기베디비.
It is a gift of God.
아니디 괜찮래 나나미기 쓰러이.
So I ask you this question.
도롱아이치는 아니 주어디지도?
Have you believed?
대체기 대박이가.
Have you believed?
대체기 대박이가.
How was the man saved?
달래야 코 해마 미안좀 집에 대대질로 로지 안좀 라비.
He's not saved by asking Jesus into his heart.
Sorry, please.
He's not saved by asking Jesus to come into his heart.
난 아니데 또 예수 얘기 쌤기 나고는 전세 라디기베 잡토톰기 맨.
How is he saved?
대 아니면이 거대베 잡토톰스 이러지 뭐지?
By true conversion.
달래 코디 덴버기 엄마 마시카보 엄마를 주드기베.
And what is true conversion?
달래 마시카보 엄마를 주다로 같이 뭐?
Two things.
로지니.
Repentance toward God.
달래 괜찮기 카톨로 샘 주니기 치다.
And faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
달래 또 예수 그리스도 나고나로 대박이니데.
And when you preach, you must be clear.
달래 체기 소시다로 디세토토베 고.
You must explain what repentance is.
달래 체기 아니 대박 샘 주니기 가치나 샘이디기 아니 고치고.
You must explain what faith is.
달래 체기 대박이 가치나 디기 대시해잡고.
So people can truly repent and truly believe.
달래 가치마서 진데 믿으시기 대마 대마라 공기 샘 주수 달래 대마라 공기 대박계수.
So write this verse down.
아니 특히 마지.
Revelation chapter 3.
달래 마치기 통난기 기답.
And verse 20. And verse 20.
숨기 캐치나로 지디게미디.
I stand at the door and knock.
내가야 저기 고기 동안 론디기 베디기 베 고둔도.
So I want to take a break.
내가지 돌아야 돼 동아지 밤주니.
We can go out and have some more tea.
내가지 돌아 치가 텐데기 베 아치 자야바치 자통게.
And I want you to ask one another this question.
내가 체디스기 치다치기 바나로 로지디스 지스메.
What door is Jesus knocking on?
내 이슈기 고가 좀 질로 거기 고두미나.
Second question.
12번.
Have you repented?
저기 샘 주의가.
Have you believed?
저기 대박 끼가.
Well, let's pray.
마치 멜람 주게.